Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Well, great to have Penny Nance back with us here on Montana Talks. I was trying to think. I was like, wait a minute. I think it was last summer, and I think it was Concerned Women for America that brought the big pink bus to Bozeman, Montana. And I went back and looked at my calendar, and yep, we had Penny Nance join us back on Tuesday, August 20th, and she's back with us here on Wednesday, February 12th. She is the CEO and the president of Concerned Women for America. Penny, great to have you on the show, and boy, Montana delivered last November, didn't we?
Oh, boy, did you. I mean, my goodness. Okay, first off, I am in love with Montana. What a beautiful place. My son, just on a personal note, went active duty in the Army as a second lieutenant, and we were able, before he had to go off to training, to stay extra time in Montana, and just a beautiful state. And boy, are you all just political leaders. I just was so impressed. And, you know, we just wanted to be there to support and remind low propensity Christian women how important that election was going to be. And of course, we've got others, you know, in a quick 2 years coming around for more. But we didn't have to say very much. They were ready to go, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, that's just awesome. And we appreciated your shining the national spotlight on Montana. And that Senate race was so important. And now Senator Tim Sheehy is doing such a great job. That was great to hear about your son. And thanks to you and your family and him for joining and serving. I remember when I was second lieutenant, and I just got back from Iraq, and the first thing I wanted to do, I picked up my pickup in Helena when I returned, and I drove through Glacier National Park, and I wanted to drive going to the sun, Logan Pass, and you know, especially after you've been in a place like Iraq, what a contrast of seeing the beauty of Glacier National Park.
Just a beautiful state, and I'm just grateful for everything you all do and just what leaders you are for our country. Like, no nonsense people. On the back of our bus, which said bright, giant pink bus, it said on the side of it, "She prays, she votes." On the back of it said, "Honk if you know what a woman is." And so we went through 12 states. I got to say, we did not get any middle fingers in Montana. We got a lot of honks, but other states weren't as friendly, I will tell you.
Well, and our women are tougher here than those other states, too. So they can flip you off all you want. But our women, you know, they're pretty tough here in Montana. In fact, Heather Nauert spoke at your event, former Trump State Department spokeswoman.
Did.
And she lives in Bozeman, splits her time between there and New York City. But, what I love about this topic today, we got linked up with you through our friends at Fox News Radio today, is that, look, you know, she prays, she votes. And she doesn't just focus on women's issues. Look, trade matters. Economics matters. The topic you're actually talking about today is President Trump and his efforts to make America great again and using trade in the process.
Yeah, that's 100% right. I always get a little rankled when someone says, you know, I'm an expert on women's issues. The truth is, women's issues are every issue, right? Women are the top decider on the issue of healthcare in our nation. They tend to be the people that pay the bills. Taxes matter to us. We're small business owners, big business people. And so all these issues matter. But I think what is just so clear to us is that President Trump is tired of the United States having the word sucker printed on our forehead when we're dealing with other countries. And that is in the case of drugs coming across our border, illegal aliens coming across our border, crime, and just recently, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about tariffs. And, you know, what does that mean? Why is there so much controversy around that? Well, the bottom line is that national security demands that we have strong steel and aluminum industries in the United States. We need to be able to have strong domestic steel industries, aluminum industries. They're $100 billion industries, and we are, you know, an important provider. We're talking about the military. In order to have ships and planes and even weapon systems, explosives, aircraft, we need to be able to manufacture steel and aluminum in our country. And what's happening is the other side has had a sweetheart deal some of our, even our good friends like Japan, have been taking advantage, been dumping. And, you know, a lot of these other countries have subsidized steel and aluminum, so it's cheaper than dumping in our country. China has been using Mexico to get special treatment, special friends and family deal, and the president says no more. We've got to bring it in-house. We need to create jobs. We have an epidemic of despair among our blue-collar communities with no jobs and over and, you know, drug use. They're dying 7 years younger than white-collar workers, and we're in debt. It's an opportunity to raise funds to pay down our national debt, because before 1913, that's how we paid our budget. Yeah. We had other countries pay to get access to our markets.
America's tired of getting
over again.
Yeah, just like our previous caller and I were talking about, America's tired of getting the raw end of the deal. And another example, right. Another example to add into the mix, speaking of tough Montana women, last week I had Heather McDowell on. She's the senior vice president for legal affairs for the Stillwater Mine, which they laid off hundreds of employees. Well, and she grew up in Bridger, Montana. She did rodeo in college, and now she's taken on this fight too. And she made a great point. She says, you know, we need to ban Russian palladium from being dumped into the U.S. market. We've got palladium miners, the only palladium mine in America, that had to lay off hundreds of people, and yet the Biden regime was still allowing Russian palladium imports. And so we could just go on and on and on with examples of where America gets the raw end of the deal. No more. Enough is enough. Donald Trump is standing up to it.
Well, and this is where we're well served to have a businessman as our president. I mean, I got to tell you, do you really think Joe Biden understood trade? I mean, I don't. Do you? I mean, most of these guys, you know, and the people explaining it to them are, you know, the academics who really have never lived it. And you have a president who actually understands, who actually understood having to compete with China. And why it was unfair from the very minute he took office back in his 45th presidency, as the 45th president, he was on this. And so, you know, he's a disruptor, and that's playing out on all different levels. And the other side is losing their mind. They're, you know, I mean, they're doing cringy songs and yelling at young men standing in front of the Department of Education. And like, where were you when all this government waste was happening? I mean, if you really care about us being able to care for the poor, shouldn't we get rid of the government corruption and waste and fraud? Why do you not want to know what's happening?
Oh, you mentioned the liberals singing weird songs. And then there was that, is she a member of Congress? That crazy liberal woman that said F Trump on the stage?
Yeah.
I mean, what a bunch of whack jobs. And Joe Biden, let alone handling trade talks. Joe Biden sadly couldn't even find the door to enter the trade talks, let alone handle the trade talks itself. Canada in particular, you know, we had a previous caller talk about this massive trade deficit between the U.S. and Canada. And I think it was the Disney family in Libby, Montana, just south of the border. They made a great point that, you know, in Canada, you know, Trudeau can clutch his pearls all he wants here, but with Trump, you know, making trade a little tougher for Canada. But they pointed out how much harder it is to do trade within the provinces in Canada. You'll have different provinces that will have trade wars with other Canadian provinces, but oh boy, look at the pearl clutching now that America wants to play tough now too.
Well, and you know, the truth is America is a big-hearted country. I mean, we give away hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Actually, there was just a new report that came out about you know, how much money we give away every year. We're so generous. It was actually $557 billion in 2023 we gave to charity as individuals.
Yeah.
We're very generous.
Not through the government. We the people of our own free will. Yeah.
And we care about starving people. We really do care about goodwill. And but, you know, we can't be taken advantage of. And we don't want there to be fraud. And we actually think there has to be, accountability. And the idea that USAID was treating the U.S. Treasury like it was its own personal little piggy bank for its favorite little, you know, trans causes or whatever the thing was, in contradiction of what the people of the United States want. is outrageous, and it's over. Thank God. We're so grateful to President Trump.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Penny Nance, CEO of and president of Concerned Women for America, great catching up with you. And again, thanks to your family and to your son for stepping up to serve our country. I'll tell you what, there was no cooler assignment than being a second lieutenant. From my perspective, it's, you know, you're there with the troops and you get to meet America's finest. That's for sure. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your service, Aaron. And it's great to be on. I hope to see you again in Montana soon.
All right. Let's make it happen. All right. We appreciate it.